When Congress approved a prescription drug benefit for senior citizens, it wrote a promise into that law. The $600 annual subsidy would be an added benefit for senior citizens. They would not see other benefits reduced. But NPR's Julie Rovner reports that someone apparently forgot to tell the people who run the federal food stamp program.
If you're on Medicare and your income is below about $12,500 a year for an individual or $17,000 for a couple, you're eligible for a free Medicare prescription drug discount card, plus a subsidy of $600 this year and next. The subsidy is intended to tide beneficiaries over until more extensive drug coverage starts in 2006. The new Medicare benefit is supposed to be in addition to other federal benefits. But at a hearing Tuesday, Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle said that's not what's happening.
A constituent from South Dakota called my office and reported that she was told now that her food stamps were going to be reduced as a result of receiving the transitional assistance.
Medicare Administrator Mark McClellan told Daschle at the hearing that isn't possible.
Again, I go back to the explicit provision in the Medicare Modernization Act that these new benefits for assistance with drug costs do not take away any existing federal benefits.
But food stamp administrators disagree. Judy Tully heads South Dakota's food stamp program. She says while the $600 isn't counted as income, beneficiaries who receive it could see a reduction in their food aid nonetheless.
And that's following the federal regulations, the food stamp regulations. They're not regulations that South Dakota made up.
Tully's referring to a memo sent out by officials of the U.S. Department of Agriculture in March. It said that food stamp recipients would have to reduce from their medical expenses any free drugs they get using the card. That, in turn, says Tully, would increase their income.
The more money a household has is presumed to have available for food, the less food stamp benefit they will receive.
Tully stresses that beneficiaries who sign up for the Medicare subsidies will still come out ahead, even if their food stamps are cut.
The general rule of thumb for benefits is that if a household's income increases by $3, their benefits will decrease by a dollar.
They just won't get as much of a benefit as Congress intended. South Dakota isn't alone in interpreting the law this way. Judy Cornwell heads the food stamp program in Missouri and is president of the National Association of Food Stamp Directors. She says the Agriculture Department's interpretation came as no surprise.
I know that this is how the food stamp budgeting has worked and has always worked. So probably there was some miscommunication at some point when this was being developed.
Medicare officials, however, insist that USDA is wrong, that food stamps should not be reduced for those receiving the drug subsidy. Bill Pierce is spokesman for the Department of Health and Human Services.
I think the law is just as clear as could be. We're working with the USDA to resolve this issue so we all come to a common understanding of what the law says.
And Pierce says that the dispute between the departments shouldn't stop low-income seniors from signing up for the Medicare drug cards.
Seniors should not worry about this. If you qualify for the $600 benefit, we recommend that you sign up for that benefit and just do it as soon as you possibly can. Pick the card that's best for you.
Federal officials, however, have worried about the slow pace at which low-income Medicare beneficiaries are signing up for the benefit. Democrats say that glitches like this one won't help. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
A link to the USDA policy memo is at our website at npr.org.